Fruit and Nutcase by Jean Muir.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For my very own Fruit and Nutcase, and for Sydenham High School, who gave me such a warm welcome. Chapter 1. My dad's an Elvis Presley look-alike. He's got a white suit just like Elvis had, and a guitar, and he sings all the songs that Elvis sang. Blue suede shoes, hound dog, love me tender, love me true. He knows them all. I've drawn a picture of my dad being Elvis on my bedroom wall. I'll draw it again now. I'm always drawing on my bedroom wall. When I've filled up all the space, I'm going to start on the ceiling. I'll be taller by then. I'll stand on a stepladder and I'll be able to reach. I've drawn flowers on the other one. It's instead of having a garden. As a matter of fact, there is a garden at the back of this house, but it belongs to old Misery Guts that lives downstairs. She won't let me play in it. It's only a bit of moth-eaten grass and dustbins anyhow. If I had a garden, I would grow all flowers in it. My garden wall is right opposite my bed, where I can see it when I wake up in the morning. My people wall is by the windows. Unfortunately, that is all the wall there is, as the room is not very big, and there is a huge, great, enormous, old-fashioned wardrobe just inside the door, taking up lots of valuable space. The wardrobe used to belong to my nan. I hate it. When I was little, like 4 or 5, I used to think fierce monsters lived in it. I don't now, of course, now that I'm older.